Dear colleagues and friends, it's my great pleasure to welcome you here in this so-called clubhouse of the College of Physicians in Vienna. This is one of the oldest medical societies worldwide, and some of you already, I think, had the opportunity to get a medical history tour and to learn about the society and this clubhouse. The society has been founded in 1837. The so-called incoming stars of the so-called second Viennese medical school in the second half of the 19th century were Karl Rokitansky, a pathologist, Josef Skoda, an internist, and Ferdinand Hebra, a dermatologist. And guess what? At that time, when they became members of the society and when they made their groundbreaking discoveries, they were a little less more than 30 years old. Although this is maybe biologically at that time was a little more than 30 years today, but still they were in the beginning of their careers. And this is something that reminds me of all the awardees that we have now who are about this age. And this should give you some maybe motivation to your further research and to foster your career. These three, they laid the, to go back a little bit into history. These three, Rokitansky, Skoda, and Hebra, they laid the ground for medicine as a scientific discipline. It was more a nature philosophy at the time, but these three turned it into a scientific discipline. And they coined the clinical pathological correlation as a basis for the diagnosis of diseases. And these three, with the engagement of more colleagues, of whom, which might have been, you might have heard of them before in the medical history tour, developed here the carefully prepared presentations, the scientific presentations, but also clinical case reports. So they got a lot of attraction, and many of the practicing physicians and also of the academic researchers, they gathered here to discuss clinical presentations and to hear for the first time groundbreaking medical discoveries. So, just to name a few, the first demonstration of Spirohyta pallida, and we will hear of a very similar organism today. Spirohyta pallida in the dark field was presented here behind me, where there's a small room. Microscopes have been positioned there, and Karl Landsteiner and Victor Mucha presented this discovery here. And the first reports on the blood groups, on the detection of blood groups by Landsteiner was heard here. The first presentation on serum sickness by Clemens von Birquet and Belaschik was presented here. The cause of puerperal fever by Ignaz Semmelweis, and also malaria infection as treatment for late stage syphilis, or the famous Traumdeutung by Freud was also presented here as a talk and also published in one of the clinical papers or publications of the society. But we as a society, we want to be a modern society too, and we don't get stuck in history and tradition. And it is one of the goals of every scientific, or must be the goals of every scientific society, to support and encourage young researchers by funding and honoring excellent research. For this latter purpose, the College of Physicians in Vienna and the Alumni Club of the Medical University Vienna have joined forces and founded the Dora Brücke Teleki Award and the lecture. And I would like to say that if you look around, we are watched by the famous physicians of the 19th and the beginning 20th century. And there are three places which are free, and one will be given to Dora Brücke Teleki. We just need a little more photographs. So I'm very happy that at least the third event of the lecture and of the award is now taking place in this historical place. And it's my pleasure now to welcome the president of the Alumni Club and the vice president also of our society, Silvia Knapp, and Harald Zitte for your words, please.
Thank you very much, Mrs. President, and well, dear Dora Brücke-Tilicke Award winners, dear auditorium and dear colleagues, it's my great honor and pleasure to be here at, well, in presence, so this is really spectacular, and also to have the third Dora Award celebration, which is spectacular in its own account, because this has been established 2 years ago, and and we have now the third award, and I'm very happy about that, because it's honoring young postdoctoral fellows of in research, and this is one part of what the Alumni Club of the Medical University of Vienna is interested in, bringing people together, fostering science, fostering the exchange and also discussion about novel research, novel important issues that come up in medicine, but also in society. So we are not only as a platform for former students of the medical university active to actually have them get together, but also every co-worker of the Medical University of Vienna can actually enter this club, this alumni club, to be part of this larger community. And I'm very happy that we are doing well. We progress in our attempt to bring people together, and we grow. Most importantly, we have many different activities from, well, going to museums, gathering at the semestry opening concert every year in the beginning of October, but also having discussion rounds or discussion events where we discuss about the aftermath of expelling of Jewish colleagues after the Second World War, during the Second World War, especially. And the most important thing is that many of our colleagues want to contribute and be part of this community. And for this, I'm very grateful, and also that we have the Dora Award and that we joined forces, as you already said, together with the College of Physicians in Vienna, because this was a very long time already the case, and I'm happy that this is going back and forth from Medical University to College of Physicians and back. And with that, I hand over to you, Silvia, to tell us a little bit about the award. Thank you very much.
Okay, so thank you very much for your introductions and welcome, and I welcome all of you to this Dora Brücke-Tilicke Award ceremony. So I just want to give you a few ideas who Dora Brücke-Tilicke was, in case you don't know. So she was an Austrian woman. Who was born in late 19th century, and she was one of the first who graduated from medical school in Vienna. And then she specialized in gynecology and urology, and she published quite a lot of articles at this time, if you consider typewriting. She was very active. And then in 1911, she became the first member of this College of Physicians, female member of the College of Physicians here, so this Gesellschaft der Ärzte. And that's one of the reasons why we chose her. So we were looking for a name that is also a nice name, of course. It should have some historical perspective and you know, we have to, you have to select a lot in Austria so you don't take the wrong person historically. So of course she was an ideal candidate, and plus she was the first female member of the Gesellschaft der Ärzte, which was of course convincing. And third point is for sure, Dora is also a good award name. It's like the Romy, the Dora. We are working on this the Dora name, and so in the future we will just call it Dora, I think. So she was also active as a female physician. You can imagine some of you are still in the minority in some disciplines, but she was definitely a minority. And she founded this Ärztinnen Wien, which is, I think, a still existing female physicians association for rather practicing physicians, so not academic physicians, but they are still networking and so on, and she was one of the founding members. In 1938, she had to emigrate and went with her husband to Boston, and then she practiced still gynecology, and then later on she returned and lived in Switzerland, and that's where she died in 1963. As the Mrs. President said before, we're looking for pictures, so if you have some interest in searching nets or something, or have some pictures of Dora, we need a profile picture of her to make this büste for her. So there are only two pictures we have, and we would be happy if you find some. Okay, so also a few words about the Dora Award. So it's the third time now we award this. And you know the criteria which are published, and you fulfill the criteria, so it has to come from a postgraduate having done most of the work resulting in this publication at the Medical University of Vienna, and that applies to you, certain timelines. In case you're interested, we had this time 20 applications. The last time we had 25 to 30, but it's still a solid number because we announce it twice a year, and I would say it's quite a number of good publications that come in every 6 months. So we had 20 valid applications. The majority of them have an impact factor over 10. We do not just look for impact factor when we judge the papers. Well, Harald and I don't judge the papers. We just sort out the papers. And we also look, we look at the impact factor, but we also look at the rank in the respective discipline. So for instance, ophthalmology or so, they generally have lower impact factors. So we have a look how highly ranked the journal is. This article has been published in each discipline. And then we add this together in our selection, and then we make a short list of the half of the best articles we find, and we only send out then the best articles that rank in the top 12% of the respective journal category. Did I make this confusingly clear? Yeah. Okay, and then we have a jury consisting of four people that are not related to anybody who has submitted a paper. And then they look both at the quality, originality of the publication, and also a bit on the track record of the applicant, so if how active, how mobile, how international the person was. And this then together, we ask them to give us the three best names, and that's what they did. And this time they gave the first two candidates ex aequo, and then a third candidate because they couldn't decide which one was better. These are the names of those who did not receive the third Dora, and they are not here, but they might regret it, because if they would be here and know it, they would get a bottle of wine or coffee from the alumni club. Nobody ever picked up this bottle of wine and coffee, so suggesting they are not so interested if they don't win the Dora, which is, of course, the main gift. Okay, and so this is all I want to say, and we are now already coming to the winners. And Harald is going to introduce each of you, and then we ask you to please give us your presentation.